Good afternoon with a look at closing markets on the Red River Farm Network. I'm Kara Hart. Grain markets closed mixed. Livestock markets closed lower. Progressive Ag Marketing market analyst Brian Strawman says trade tariffs and weather are the big influencers, at least for the grains on Tuesday.
You look at the talk this morning of another $12 billion or a $12 billion aid package maybe being talked about and to the American farmers, and we'll see how that plays out and see what those details are. But that maybe offered some support.
And there are still unknown details on that plan. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue told reporters this afternoon the USDA plans to use Commodity Credit Corporation funding to help farmers in tough trade times, at least in the short term.
Other options that USDA may deploy as well. Again, it's important to note that this is a short-term solution that will give President Trump and his administration time to work on long-term trade deals.
A panel of USDA leaders acknowledge that farmers do want trade deals and not a program, but they say the CCC funds can help give hope to these farmers and ranchers. Congressional approval isn't required. USDA's chief economist Rob Johansson says USDA is working on the details of a sign-up program. This will be part of a rulemaking action in a few weeks with estimated payment rates. USDA's assistant deputy administrator for farm programs, Brad Carman, says the sign-ups will not start immediately. So that's what's going on in trade world right now. Not sure really if that's a lot of new news, but the markets are definitely watching that as we move forward through this week. This is the Red River Farm Network. At the close in the grain market, September Minneapolis wheat down 7.25 at 5.54¾. September Chicago wheat down 3.5 at 5.10¼. September Kansas City wheat down 1. September corn down 5.25 at 3.52. December corn down 5.25 at 3.66. August beans up 10.25 at 8.58. November beans up 10.5 at 8.73¼. In livestock markets at the close, August live cattle down 67 cents at 108.05. August feeders down 50 cents at 152.75. August lean hogs down 87 cents at 65.55. This is the Red River Farm Network.